Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 p.m. and you're listening to V's After Dark. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's V-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. Tonight's show topic is anal sex. Yes, no, maybe. I also have the sexy Miss Naomi Banks calling in to answer a few of your questions, and I'll be taking her to the V-Spot. If you don't know what the V-Spot is, sit back and listen, because once you go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. Before we talk to Naomi, I want to let you know that the V's After Dark show will be broadcasting live at Exotica Atlantic City, April 19th through the 21st at the Trump Taj Mahal, booth 713. That's going to be right across from Star Valley. Make sure you stop by to purchase your pleasure products, meet me, some very sexy ladies, and everything that's sexy. If you would like to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica, all you have to do is purchase the 2013 Who is V calendar that is available on the homepage of V's After Dark website, thetoylady.com, and put in the comics section, Exotica 2013 contest, your name, address, and phone number. I will be drawing one winner live every Tuesday until April 9th on the air. The winner must provide their own way to Atlantic City. This is only for admission to Exotica. You cannot exchange this prize for cash. The cost of a one-day pass is normally $69.99, and you get it for the cost of a calendar. If you would like to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Ms. V the Toy Lady. That's MSVBATOYLADY, or like us on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Also, as in every week, I'll be doing a live demo at the end of the show of the toy of the week. This week's toy is the 7-speed wand that is featured on the homepage of thetoylady.com. So sit back, listen, and call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. So, tonight we're talking about anal sex. And I posted it on Twitter, and I just want to know, everybody, what do you think? Yes, no, maybe, maybe not. You know, come on, tell me what's going on. What's your opinion on it? You know, because I would definitely love to hear and know what you feel about, you know, anal sex. You know, definitely it's something that we want to know about, and I want to get all up in your business. Call me. Let me know what you think. Also, you know, if you've been following, we've been having a couple of problems tonight. Couldn't get the headsets hooked up, but you still got me here. So, like I said, we're going to have some fun tonight, you know. I like it when you guys call in. So if you haven't checked into the show, check me out. We've got a few minutes before Ms. Banks will be calling in. But let me know what you think. What's your questions? What do you think about anal sex? How do you feel about it? Is it something that you're for, that you're not for, that you think, hey, I ain't feeling it? You know, what's going on? Tell me what happened with your week last week. ask me some questions, because tonight it's all about the ass. And speaking of the ass, I got a chance to meet some very beautiful ladies this past week. If they're listening, you know, had fun Friday at the bachelorette party that I hope I was the toy lady there, and we had fun, you know, met some interesting people and found out it is some really freaky women in this city. You know, fellas, y'all better step y'all game up, because these ladies was buying some toys on Friday. And when I say they were buying some toys, they wasn't buying no bullets. They was buying some serious, powerful toys. And I saw a lot of things, and it was just so much fun. And we had all kind of things going on. Played a couple of games. You know, naturally had a lot of fun. So, where's everyone at? What's going on tonight? I know you guys are listening. And if you guys can't hear me, let me know. Because definitely trying to get this going on. Want to make sure that we got everybody going, you know, trying to get it right, as they say. Might not always be able to get it right, but definitely trying to get it right. So we've got 20 minutes. I wonder what type of freaky stuff y'all want to hear tonight. Because definitely I got my freak side going on. Didn't get a chance to get us hyped. Got a shout out to my girl. Happy birthday. We had dinner before the show. She know, my little sister. You know, we just had all kind of fun tonight. So, while I'm waiting on you guys to check in to see what's going on, you know, I'm going to give y'all something to listen to, because I went far, far back this week. I went and dug up into some serious archives, and I think you guys might like this. Because when I say I went digging, I think I found some stuff you guys might really like. So, I want to know what y'all think about the pussy control.
Control, man. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and motherfucking girls, this is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here to your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain, pussy control. In a schoolyard, a little girl skipping rope with a friend. A tis kid, a task, you know, lunch in a basket. Your school books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she stole it. All your all smoked it. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. Best step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that dumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what is my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said mama didn't tell them what she told me. Girl, you need pussy control. Bank in her pocket before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own. In love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Chick wanna stick her. Talking more shit than a bitch about how he gonna make pussy a thigh if she come a single lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum four times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause if somebody here don't wanna know, boy, you better act like you understand when you roll with pussy control. the story. I need another piece of your ear. I wanna hip you all to the reason I'm known as a player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling four deep, three sixes and a weepy eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. Straight up nigga that don't give a shit that you're pussy control. Well, I'm that nigga, at least I wanna be. But it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell, sell, sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking that you already know? You need a motherfucker that respects your name. Now say it, pussy control. This motherfucker is. Ladies, make them act like they know. You are, was, and always will be pussy control. Peace. Wow. Say what? Oh no, don't you think about calling her a hoe. Juvenile delinquent. Best sit your ass down. Talking about pussy control. Can you dig it?
Right now, I apologize. That's why we had the music. That's why I love this. So some things you just can't predict. Definitely want to say thank you to everybody in the guest room. Want to say just thank you tonight's topic. Sorry for that. Tonight's topic is anal sex. For those of you who just called in and are listening live, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I apologize. This is why technology is a mother. It's also why it is so hard, you know, trying to do five different things going on. But if you're just tuning in and you heard that I had music playing, just wanted to make sure that everybody knows tonight's guest is the lovely and the beautiful, sexy Miss Naomi Banks. And, oh, my God, I cannot wait till she calls in because we're going to have so much fun tonight. And she's going to be on the V-Spot tonight. And we're going to be getting all up in her business. Now, chat room, I know you can hear me. I want to know something. Tell me what's going on with anal sex. Yes, no, maybe, you know, nasty shit, not nasty shit. Let me go to chat room because I can see you and I can answer you. So if it's something you want to ask me, go on and ask. Listener, I see you calling in, and I want to say thank you. I see, you know, my callers calling in from my different areas. You know, welcome to the show, everybody. Again, I want to apologize. You are listening to Bees After Dark, and I am your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and I'm getting ready to get hyped up in this mug tonight. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. And all I can do is say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And all I can say, along with all my thank yous, is that, hey, it's time. It's time to get hot. It's time to, you know, just say, what's up, everybody? All I can say is, you know, I see you guys typing. I see you asking me questions. You know, what's up, 215? I got you down. Cause it's so definitely, you know, thank you. I hear you. Everybody, I hope you enjoy the show tonight. Hope you don't mind me chatting a little bit. To answer your question, I'm not sure if he's going to be calling in tonight. I haven't talked to him, but, you know, I'm sure he probably will, you know, because it's going to be a hot show. You know, Mr. Magic Coffee, my mentor, he's always there. He'll probably call in a little bit later because this is going to be a hot show. I want to know them answers. Amo, yes or no? No or yes? Give me some answers because you know I'm going to get all up in somebody's business. To answer anybody's question, want to know, do I do anal? Hell to the yes. You know, I don't have no shame in my game. Oh, my God. No, I did not tell my listeners about the monkey shaking loop. Oh, baby, down to the floor. I see you typing, baby. You're going up a storm tonight. Again, I love you guys. We're going to have fun. And definitely, you know, it's going to be a lot of chatting, a lot of talking, you know, with the technical difficulties. I want to let everybody know, yes, we still have the Exotica contest going on. Go to thetoylady.com. Purchase that calendar and just, you know, get it to come meet me live. You know, and let's have some fun tonight, you know. I'm going to have fun, and to answer that question, I don't do the tame pie, but I'm cool with it, you know. It's just, he can do, and my man can do whatever he wants. That's why I love him. So to answer that question, you know, if he says that's what he want to do, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm a submissive in my bedroom, so definitely, he can do what he wants, you know. They say I run a business, and he know how I run my business. Oh, my goodness. I'm hyped. I'm finally got my hype in. Everybody, especially Don Calypso, you're in the chat room. Guests in the chat room, some people shout me out. Let me know I'm coming through clear. because I wasn't able to use my mic tonight. You know, just let me know if you can hear me, if I'm fuzzy, what's going on. Because definitely, you know, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. I'm not used to using my phone, so this is kind of strange for me. I'm so used to having the headset on and, you know, knowing that I'm crystal clear and everything. Oh, Lord. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God, because that's what I'll try. Oh, my God, sign up, follow me, you know. A BTR account is definitely great to have. You get a chance to, for one, you come back, listen to the shows. It's easy. And thank you, baby, for letting me know I'm coming through clear. That's what I needed to know. And, you know, definitely, you know, if you're listening live, thank you for calling in. I apologize if you called in at 9 on the nose. I wasn't on. Definitely it's some technical difficulties. Don Calypso, let me know. I'm not the only show having them. So talking with the chat people, you know, while we were going through this, I want to say it is a blessing to have like 5 different ways to connect up to this. Oh, and guess, that's right. So I'm being told you guys can listen, but you can't type. So definitely you need to get on the call because I answer questions. I have no problem answering your questions. You know, if you don't want to be on the air, this is a – being in that chat room is a way for you to not only listen to the show, but to ask some questions that you don't want to call in and ask. You know, I'm having so much fun. Oh, my goodness. You know, and I can't wait for my guests to call in because it's going to be so hot. And my energy drink is kicking in. Everybody, guests in the chat room, people listening who don't know me, I take this natural energy drink, and it takes a minute for it to kick in. But when it kicks in, I'm like Energizer Bunny mode. Oh, my God, I can't even talk. So I guess it's kicking in, and I'm acting silly, silly, silly. Oh, my goodness. And without further ado, I would like to introduce tonight's guest, adult film star and the host of Chocolate Radio. It comes on Wednesday and Thursdays on Sex Radio Series 103, 7 and 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And Fanny's nominee of Non-White Chick of the Year, the beautiful and the sexy Miss Naomi Banks.
Oh, nice little chat going on here.
Hey, Letty, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Well, thanks for having me, sweetie. Thank you.
Well, you know my listeners are eager to hear all about you. But before we get started, for those who don't know who you are, why don't you tell people a little bit about you?
Well, my name is Naomi Banks. I'm a film star. I've been an adult film star for, I guess this would be about 7 years now. And I'm not going to lie, I've loved every bit of it. The industry has been very good to me. I have no horror stories. I just, all about is when I decided to get into this industry on the adult side, my whole thing was just making, you know, Naomi Banks a brand. And, you know, that's what I'm working towards now, you know. So that's it.
Wow. Well, you know what? I got a question for you. And this is because, you know, your last name was Banks, and I think at a certain point in time, people were thinking that you were related to Tyra Banks. And I, you know, looking at you and looking at her, I do see some similarities. Do people approach you and think that you're related to her still, or do they not know the difference?
You know, and when I say this is, before I used to do mainstream modeling, and a lot of times they used to always say, oh, you know, you kind of favor Tyra Banks, or you kind of favor Naomi Campbell. And I don't know if they're just doing it because we were, you know, all in a chocolate crew. If we were all in a chocolate crew, or, you know, you know how people say, you know, all black folks look alike. You know, that, you know, with that, you know, that saying where they say all black people look alike, you know, people would approach, you know, approach you and say that. So I figured, you know, once I, you know, came into this industry here, I figured, well, what name can actually stick? Well, honestly, I started off with another name before I ever even went to Banks. My first last name was Knox, so it was Naomi Knox before then. And it's a long story to go behind of why I changed it. But actually, who who I talked to about changing it was actually Lexington Steele, Vanessa Blue. And they was like, yeah, you should do that. You should do that. So we got to, you know, give them credit, too, you know, for me changing my last name to Naomi Banks, and the rest is history.
Well, definitely, because, like I said, you know, I follow you a little bit. You know, I follow you. But my next question for you, what are some of the movies that you've done?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
What are some of the movies that you've done?
What kind of movies have I done? I am so sorry, because it's like where I'm at in the house, I'm like downstairs in my studio. and so I'm like getting a ugly feedback from the phone. But what was it that you said again? I'm sorry.
What are some of your movies?
Oh, wow. Well, it's a whole lot of them. Well, I saw that you were pubbing Training Day. So Training Day was a movie that I just recently did about a year ago, and I was actually nominated for an ABN Award, an X-Biz Award, and an X-Pro Awards for Best Actress in there, where I actually played the Denzel Washington character, of course, the female version of that. I did Naomi Banks Hardcore was for Elegant. I mean, I've done tons and tons of movies, and right now my head is, like, really boggled with, you know, with a lot of stuff. My own movies, Naomi's Diary 1 and 2, is a whole lesbian thing there. Oh, my God. I mean, I've done a lot. I did a lot of parody. Yeah, the Friday's parody, I did that. I played Miss Parker. Wow. I mean, I've done a lot of movies, and honestly, I can't, like, sit and name them, like, all. I guess I should have had my paper written down knowing.
Well, you should, knowing how you know me, you should have known I was going to ask my stuff. But speaking of Training Day, I got a chance to watch the behind-the-scenes footage, you know, because I actually went and got the movie. I did not download it. So I actually got a chance to look at the two DVD sets, and, you know, I got a chance to look at the movie, and I was really intrigued with the movie because I was like, oh, my God, you know, I'm looking at you, and then I can't look at you. And we'll get into a little bit later when I tell people why I can't watch you. But looking at the behind the scenes, it was just so good to see a movie that, you know, was something that I thought, I really did think about the behind the scenes being the footage. And, you know, some of the things, they were doing a lot of takes. I mean, how many takes did you guys have to do? Because I think there was one part of the behind the scenes where you guys, this is just when you guys walking up to the front door of the guy's house. And I think I had to do that at least from what I counted, at least about 3 or 4 times. And then you guys were cracking up and everything. You know, how was it? Because when I started seeing it, and then I got a chance to see the director's cousin. So, you know, I was intrigued. How many takes? Because it looked like that was a lot of work to do it. It wasn't just what people may think. If you guys haven't seen it, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's definitely not what you're probably thinking. It was really an excellent movie. I was intrigued with it. But,
you know what? It was different than the thing is that when people see porn movies, they honestly think that all you guys do is just fuck. That's it. Well, actually, with this movie and Rob Black, he directed it, and I love him. Him and his wife, they did their thing on this. But we actually, it took us 2 weeks to shoot this movie. And it was just like a mainstream movie. I mean, I've done independent movies and stuff like that, and it was exactly like that. I mean, we had to do that take at least, you know, 3 or 4 times, you know, per different direction. So, you know, coming from a different view, a point of view. So we've taken those, you know, yes, Lizzie Borden, exactly. I'm looking at the rest of that, at your chat line. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, but it's even, and I mean, in the cast, huh?
Oh, that's all right. I'm up in there reading it too.
Yeah, so it took a long time, but I had so much fun doing it. And the funny thing is that I had to, like, really I had to really come with it. You can't just, you know, do a parody of a Denzel Washington movie and try to come half second with it. So even on set, you know, doing it, I was like getting into my, you know, to my mold, to where I didn't want to speak to anybody, you know, because I was just, you know, getting into in that zone. And I mean, I've seen the whole thing before they even put it out, and I've seen it when they even took the sex scenes out, and it was still a true movie without the sex. But then with the sex in it, I mean, it made sense for the sex to be in it. You know, like myself and Roger, you know, he was my fuck partner for a while. You know, he was my homie, lover, friend, or whatever you want to call that. So, of course, before I'm getting ready to put him down, I'm going to give him some. You know, so every, you know, then I have my girlfriend. So, of course, we have sex thing, you know, and then Chanel and Mr. Byron, you know, they were a couple. So it's like the sex in there was supposed to be in here, how they, you know, rewrote it like that. So it's pretty good.
But like I said, I was really, you know, when I watched it, I was, as they say, sitting on the edge of your seat because you played the Denzel part to the hilt. I was like, because I've watched the regular Training Day like a million times. So I was like, yep, oh, damn. Oh. I'm like, you know, girlfriend, you put your foot in that shit. But I got another question for you. You spoke about Naomi's Diaries Part 1 and 2. Well, I got a chance to see Naomi's Diaries Part 1, Your Lesbian Fantasy. And that was another thing. I was like, okay, you know, we all have our fantasies. But you took your fantasies to a brand new level. I mean, doing your accounting and your attorney, seriously? I was like, damn, first of all, I do have an accountant, and my accountant don't look shit like that. I'm like, you know. And it was a fantasy, but I was like, okay, you know, you put a brand new meaning to accountant, and everybody who's listening, again, if you want to see what a fantasy is, that shit was good.
Thank you. Well, yeah, that was Miss Ariana Saad, my Jamaican queen there, who played the lawyer part on there. And, you know, I guess, like, for me, I'm originally from Chicago. And where I come from, well, you know, my family life, it was very religious type of thing. So me, my fantasies that I had growing up, you know, these are like maybe being with a woman, not me being gay, but me just being in the closet freak. And so I would have these fantasies of women and, you know, and set them up in certain scenarios. So when I decided that I was going to do, you know, Naomi's Diary, I was like, okay, I got to think like a woman. Then I got to think like a man, too, because I got to, you know, put it all in one, you know, to make it to where it's, you know, not only, you know, pleasing to me because I'm in a scene, but also pleasing to, you know, the buyer, you know, whether it is a male or a female. And I figured, you know, with a your lawyer, you know, sometimes you got some fine lawyers out there.
Like I said, you know, that's another one. You know, I watched it, then I was like, I'm a fast forward person. So whenever I'm watching a movie, it's like if they don't look good, I'm like, okay, fast forward. I can only fast forward, you know, and I'm like, okay, can't do this. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I watched it and it was just like so intriguing and. You know, I've got all kind of questions for you, so I hope you're ready for this because I didn't do so much homework on you. I don't think I didn't do this much homework since college. My first question is, who are some of the male stars that you have worked with? You know, we heard you say that you work with Ariana Starr, but I'm going to go back to the female stars, but who are some of the male stars that you would work with?
Oh, wow. I've worked with these are my favorites right here, and Lexington Steele, LT, Prince, Joshua, and Mr. Marcus. As you know, Mr. Marcus was actually the very first person who I've actually had a scene with when I first got into the industry. And I know, you know, all the things that went on and stuff with, you know, with that, you know, we all know what happened with that. But, you know, that was one, those were my favorite, you know, doing that. I've worked with, not a lot, because I've worked with a lot of these guys over and over again. So some people think because you're in the porn that you work with hundreds and hundreds of people. No, I haven't worked with that many like that. What I can say is that there's probably a lot of women out there that have more sexual partners than I have. And I can say that honestly.
Well, I also got a chance to see, you did one of the films with Lexington Steele. I didn't get a chance to see the whole film, but I think you were playing a MILF. And he was the doctor, and I was like, okay, first of all, I've never walked into my doctor's office looking like that, and my doctor ain't never looked like that. I was just like, where the fuck am I going to the doctor? Because I'm doing something wrong. I was like, okay, you know, patients and their fantasies with their doctors, and some folks were getting some fantasies fulfilled in that one, too. Like I said, I did some homework on you.
You know, and that thing is, we had so much fun because we hadn't worked together in a while. Probably about a year or two before because we were working together. Like when I first got in the industry, I think we did at least 10 movies together, like 10 or 12 movies together. So it was like, it was starting to look like that we were actually a couple. And we were like, okay, we got to hold on. Hey, hold on, you know, for a minute. But because we have so much great chemistry, you know, on set and in our scenes. I mean, when I say Lex, he is probably my all-time favorite. I'm going to say honest to God, he is, because I never watched any of his movies before, but my guy friends that have watched those movies say, no, he treats you totally different than he treats these other women. when he's fucking, he's fucking them, but it looks like he's making love to you. So I don't know what you did to him or what you said to him in the movie. And I'm like, no, we just have so much fun together. Like, really, we do. Like, honestly, we do. Yeah, we do. And then I'm looking on here, and no, you know what? The thing is, I think he had this thing because I asked him that too. And the question was, I'm sorry, Dima, cut you off. The question was,
oh, that's all right.
Market, right, what's the deal with the ball cap on his head all the time? Really, it wasn't an insecurity with the head. I think he wanted to do like a spinoff of LL Cool J. I believe that's what it was, because he started back, you know, Marcus has been in the industry for a long, long time. And back in the day, you know, that's my favorite rapper is LL Cool J. So that's like kind of the spinoff from there. And then from there, I mean, that was his, you know, that's his trademark, the baseball cap. You know,
everybody knows about the baseball cap. Period.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you know, why even change it? You know, if that's what I'm known for, you know, the baseball cap, then I'm going to keep rocking with it, you know.
And Jonathan Lips, I'm loving you with these questions. And my other two guests that are private, you know, go on and sign up, because you could be asking questions too. This is a way to ask some questions without having to call in.
Right, but keep those questions sexy, though.
Always, you know, we don't be yelling at folks up in here. But I want to know, what's the most favorite scene that you've done?
You know what? I really can't narrow it down, because I've had so many great scenes, and I can say that really great scenes that I've had, that I had a good time, and I had a great day at work. Wow.
We'll come back to that question. Brian Calypso asked about, you know, and I don't know if you can answer this, but I've always wanted this too, about what's up with the brothers with the Timbs, having sex in the Timbs and all these scenes. You know, so many brothers, you look at the movie and they butt-ass naked with a pair of Timberlands on.
Yeah, I better leave my baby alone. Okay, this is very, you know, first of all, it's for the grip. I mean, because it really, that is very strenuous work, especially because, for one thing, Prince, I know Prince wears his Timbs all the time. And he does a lot of stuff. He does a lot of things, you know, that folks in a regular bedroom just don't do. And in these movies, a lot, you don't see us just in a bed, you know, fucking in the bed. We fuck on a couch. We fuck on, you know, we fuck all over our house, all outside, you know, different situations like that. And for them, that's a grip. You know, that's for them to have, you know, security up under their feet, you know, something there. Because believe me, there's a camera that's under there that's getting those different angles where you see the, you know, where the insertion goes in. You know, and that's the thing. Sometimes they got to have one leg up, one foot down. You know, it's very, when I say it's very strenuous work on the guy, it is. It is. And for them to have their boots or whatever, they need them. They need those boots on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I'm going to get a little bit personal, but it's still more about the industry. Who is your, I know you said that you enjoy working with Lex, but who is your favorite partner in the industry that you work with? Who is somebody who, if all you had to do was work with that one person all the time, who would it be?
Can't say that. I can't narrow it down. you know, I can't narrow it down to one person. I really can't. And you know me, I'm not a political correct person at all.
Believe me, I know. And you don't have to be
right.
Political correct on here.
No, but my thing is always having that chemistry and that connection with those different people. And it will be Lex. LT, I love LT. And you know the thing is that I understand everything that went on with Mr. Marcus, and I see he's getting it, you know, hard. But he was one that that truly I had a great chemistry with Manuel and Mr. Pete. I have great chemistry with him, with the females, Jada. And I didn't start working with Jada till about 2 years ago, but every time we on, you know, on set together, we have a blast. Candace Bond, who else? I'm trying to think. It's not too many women that stand out to me, but those are two. And one, Kehlani Cream. She was only in for a short period of time, but I love me and her had great chemistry together. Her and myself had great chemistry together. Dana Diamond, beautiful, great. I love her. I'm just trying to really think of people that I've worked with in recent times, especially of the women, because it's really hard to find women that will really come across as, you know, this is really, you know, trying to make me come. You know, I was always making them come, but just to really know, you know, that, you know, we here to, you know, to have fun, but also to make our viewers believe that we really feeling this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I got a question for you from the chat room, and this is from Don Calypso. He said, do you think the scandal with Mr. Marcus reinforced negative racist views against black men in the porn industry and in mainstream?
Did it reinforce it? It ain't never left. But, yeah, I'm just being honest. You know, yeah, I did. I think it just gave them another reason. They figured that's a reason why, you know, we can't trust them. You know, why they have to be, you know, on the lower totem pole. You know, I just hate because Marcus is a friend of mine, and I hate that this had to, you know, for all of his career, he's been known as Mr. Marcus, you know.
The man.
Everything, the man. And that just by this alone, that this is that all he'd be known for the rest of his life. And, I mean, wow. You know, that one mistake that you make.
And he's done a lot of good stuff outside of that.
Right. Yes, he has. You know, yes, he has. And I don't want to get too personal in it, you know, with it. But all I can do is just pray for the brother and just hope that, you know, that he get past this. Because believe me, you know, it's a struggle with him getting, you know, through this at all, you know, at all, because he's been in this industry for so long. And, I mean, and he has ruined a lot of reputations out there doing this. I mean, he knows he's done wrong. You know, that's no gift. But, you know, we've all done wrong. We all have a past. And, you know,
we have to
I just
move
hope
past
that,
it and hope that everybody else has passed it.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, because I'm not going to keep focusing on that. What is your favorite position?
I have two. I like doggy style and I like cowgirl. Right? Yeah.
And what is the one thing that you just absolutely will not refuse to do on camera?
Oh. You know what? You know, I don't know, and I know if there's a limit. I know I do have a limit, but I have yet to find that limit yet. It has never been brought to me, and it probably won't because I'm actually through. I'm not performing anymore in front of the camera. So, but no. Well, you know what? I would never do. I forgot the name of the site. It's one site that's very degrading. That I feel is very degrading. Yeah, that one. I don't care how much money they pay me. I would never, ever do that. And that's my own preference. But I understand why other girls do it, you know. But me, no, that's just not my thing. I'm not getting ready to let you call me nigga this and nigga that. No, I'm not.
I don't blame you on that one because that's, you know, I had a chance to meet a couple of people who did yellow gaggers, and I'm like, it's not, I don't even like watching it because I just think it's degrading. You know, I'm not even going to sit here and say I even watch it because when I heard about it, I had to go see what they were talking about, and then I was like, oh, hell to the no, because I wanted to reach through and sap somebody. Like, no. Not me, mm-hmm. Not going to happen. You're not going to give me some different name and do stuff to me that I'm not even allowing my own man to do. Hell to the no. You will not degrade
me. But, you know, to that guy that's doing it, I mean, he's making a whole lot of money. And it's funny because, people ridicule the site so much, but he has so many, subscribers to it. And a lot of them are black people, so it's like, mm-hmm. I just know that I will never do it. But my thing is that, don't talk about shit when you're watching it, Don't watch it.
Like I said, I looked at it and I haven't been back to it because I was like, oh, because, when I heard about it, it was a young lady who, I don't know if she's still in the industry, she was trying to get in, and somebody that me and you both know told her about it, and she did it. And I was, I looked and I'm like, oh, hell to the no. I'm like, uh-uh. I saw about 30 seconds and I was like, nope. Can't even watch this because I'm the type of person I want to hurt somebody. But now, you know what? What would you like to do on camera that you haven't done yet?
You know what? I've lived all of my fantasies out that I wanted to do on camera. My first girl was on camera. The first time I was able to wear a strap-on and do a guy in a butt was on camera. My first threesome was on camera. So, all of my fantasies that I ever dreamed about, fantasized about, I actually were able to do it. There's nothing else that I wanted to do that I haven't did yet. So I've done everything.
Wow.
Just in my fantasy.
Okay. Don question was, okay, I'm going to apologize when I read this because I'm going to probably read it wrong. He says, are doggy style and cowgirl also Naomi's favorite positions for anal?
Yes, it is, because I have control over that, and that's why I like those two positions. And people think because you're in doggy style that you really don't have control. But, yeah, because I can back it up. You know what I'm saying? I can control and back it up, and I'm able to maneuver the way that I want to be able to take it. You see what I'm saying? So, and with both positions, I just started doing anal probably about 3 years ago, and I love it. I truly do. I love it. Before, you wouldn't catch me doing it, not even in my personal life. To him, tell him, yes, doggy style and cowgirl are, yes, my favorite positions. Actually, if you watch any of my movies, I actually start off in one of those positions. I do the hardest position first, and that's where, the hardest position first, and then I go to the easy. So.
Well, Naomi, I've got some more questions for you, but are you willing to take a question from a caller?
I sure am.
Okay, let me put them on. And this person's calling from the 313.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
You're on the air with Miss V.
Hi, Miss V. This is Raven.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering, why do you think doggy style and cowgirl are the hard ones? I think those are the best.
I didn't say that they wasn't the best. They're the best for me. But those are the hard ones, really, that a lot of girls feel that are hard. Because you have to, because you're sitting on, we're talking anal, we're not talking about the twat. We're not talking about the pussy.
Oh, wait, I missed that part. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Them hard ones.
Exactly, for when you're doing anal. Those are the harder positions, and I like to do those first. Do they feel good? Yes, they do, and I like to be in control more, but it loosens me up more doing it to anal. Now, regular way, those are my two favorite positions, too, and I can do them.
Yeah.
I can just do those two positions throughout the whole, movie. if they let me, but they want you to always to do four positions.
That's because they think they're supposed to get all the angles, but, man.
Yeah. I'm noting that I got females calling in. Okay, ladies, if you're listening, see, ladies, call in. This is the No Judgment Zone. You can say whatever you want. There's no censorship. If you want to say ass, fuck, pussy, dick, you know, this is the place to do it. Ask the questions. And Raven was the hostess of the toy party on Friday. So thank you, Raven. I had fun. I enjoyed myself. Came home and took a hot bath, but I still enjoyed myself Friday. Thank you, girl.
Yeah, my friend told me to let you know, thank you for her toy. She enjoyed herself.
Oh, wow. Girl, yes, because she sent me a seven-speed Hitachi. Oh, that is my favorite toy.
Yes. I didn't even bring that one to the party on Friday. I was limited to what I can put into the bag.
Well, my husband told you to thank you for his for the Dream Maker. He appreciates it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
was,
you know what? You guys are very welcome because that Dream Maker, like I said, I know what it does.
and now so do I.
So I think three ladies had a Dream Maker on Friday, so there's some dreams being made.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Dreams are definitely coming true right now.
I've been talking about toys all night. We know that.
Right. All right. But I'm going to go back to listen to the blog, and I'll holler at you ladies later.
Okay,
all right. Thank you.
And thank you for calling in, sweetie. Big shout out to the bride-to-be on Friday. Congratulations, sweetie. You know,
all right.
I'll see you later, Raven.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Miss Naomi, now I get to get you back. I love it when ladies call in. Oh, I just love it. Ladies, call in because these are questions that you can ask. You know, I don't have to come answer them. But now that
Yes, you do.
don't put my business out there. What is the one thing that people don't know about you that you would like them to know?
Wow. I don't want them to know. I don't want them to know.
That you would like them to know. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. What is the one thing that people don't know about you that you would like them to know? I'm sorry, I apologize. I worded it wrong.
You know what? No, you know, because sort of with Naomi Banks, and it's funny because I do live my life separately. You know, I do live two lives, and that's not a lot. So everything that has to deal with Naomi Banks, I put it out. I really do. It's sort of like an open book. But once it surpassed Naomi Banks and it goes into my government name, that is always closed. There is nothing that is, you know, that I really share. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody know that, you know, I love sports. Everybody know that I'm a Duke fan.
Blue Devils.
Exactly. You know, I don't know if people know that my favorite movie was actually it's a musical. They don't know what that is. It's The Sound of Music.
Your favorite movie is The Sound of Music?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for life. Okay, let me show you. Yes. As you can tell, I've watched it many a times myself. I do like it. It's happy. But you know what? That's a good movie to like because it's a very happy movie. I don't like anybody who likes it because if you're down, you cannot watch that movie and not get happy.
No, you can't.
It's just one of the movies. You cannot watch it and not get happy.
Right, you can't. And the crazy thing is because, you know, people say, you remember? Yeah, I remember. Because I'm grown and sexy. I'm not like the young kids. I'm a grown-ass woman. So, you know, and I have it's certain things that I like, just period. And old school, I'm like, what do you call it, old school new head or new school old head or something like that or whatever like that. But that's me because I just live very free spirit.
You know what? I got a question from the chat room, and this is from one of your favorite fans, the massage therapist, and mm-hmm. he has a question. Will there ever be, will you ever be doing a Naomi Diaries 3?
Oh, wow. You know, I truly, I'm going to say I doubt that very seriously because, like I said, I'm moving myself away from in front of the camera and doing a lot more things with just building the brand and just focusing on, on other things within the entertainment industry. And, you know, I actually only gave myself, 5 years to be in this industry and to do the things that I wanted to do. And like I said, I've been really lucky and really blessed to have done so much that I have done, thus far. But, when you know it's time for you to, to move out the way.
It's time to step to the side or move
new. Right, exactly. And, it's time for me to do something else. It is.
Well, that's just like what Sasha Gray did. A lot of people knocked her, but when she moved on, she did it so gracefully, people couldn't be mad at her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I liked the way that she moved on. She went to HBO and did it where she was playing a porn star,
right.
trying to go mm-hmm. mainstream, so it worked perfect for her.
Right.
So definitely you moving on and making sure that you got other things in the works, definitely a plus. I don't knock anybody for that.
Thank you.
But I got a question for you because now me and you get to kind of share some of our information together to everybody. That I've been blessed to meet you and know you, and I know a lot about you. And one of the things that I know that my listeners want to know that, others may not know, and one of the questions, all the guys out here, we got to give them an answer. Are you single?
I don't have to give no answer.
Well, let's rephrase, are you available? You know people are asking that question.
Really? I have a very great support team behind me. Very great support team behind me that always been with me through this whole entire journey that I've done in this past 7 years. So.
Okay. And I got to
ask you a question.
I'm going to accept your damn question because, now you're trying to make, you're going to bring me out. So, It's drugs off now, shit. But before I get up on you, another question. Since I've had the pleasure and the blessing of meeting you, and you are a beautiful woman. But a lot of guys may or may not know, and I'm going to ask this because I'm even curious myself, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9 and a half, but I take my, I say 5'10. I round it off. I just round it off to the nearest. And I say I'm 5'10, and that's with, with my shoes, with my flat feet. But in heels, I'm probably about 6'2, 6'3 in my heels. But, yeah, I love every inch of my 5'10", yeah.
Because you definitely tower, That's why that picture of me and you took together, I'm like, no, she's towering over me, That ain't happening. I look like a little bitty person. Well, before, I have a part of my show every week where I call it the V-Spot. And when I go to the V-Spot, that's when I, get all up in your business. I ask things that you really don't expect. But before I go to the V-Spot, I want to know, let everybody know how they, let the listeners who are listening know how they can contact you.
Okay, well, of course, my Twitter, at Naomi Banks, NYOMIBANXXX, and also go visit my website, www.NaomiBanks.com. That's spelled NYOMIBANXXX.com. So once you join my site, you're able to join the rest of my my crew sites, and that's with Nina Mercedes, oh, my God, Alexis Ford. We got a whole – our crew is so tight, and they are beautiful young ladies. So the XXX Fast Pass crew, go on there, and you're able to get all of us at one. And also make sure that you guys check out my radio show that's on Sirius XM 103. You guys can always, call in. We always have fun on Wednesdays and Thursday nights. I'm there on Chocolate Radio. You can, find me there, too, and that's Sirius XM 103. Yep.
And definitely, you know, I got to give Nick shout out for you getting it two nights a week on Chocolate Radio, you know.
Oh, yeah, they gave us just two nights.
You know, definitely, you know, I had to, you know, that was part of your intro, you know, I had to give you that shout out and let everybody know, you know, you are all serious, you know. And for everybody who's listening, the times for her show are Pacific time because she's a West Coaster, but definitely, you know, the show starts at 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Call in, you know, holla at her, you know. A lot of people end up getting the free trial and end up going to pay for it because they want to hear her show and the other shows they're on. It's Radio Sex now, right? I keep wanting to say Sprite Radio, even though you guys have switched to Radio Sex.
Right, yes, it's Radio Sex now. Playboy is no more. They no longer have Playboy on there, so it's just Radio Sex now. And I believe it's my show, Chocolate Radio. I have two nights, and then there's Alana Evans and Mitzi Martinez, and I believe their show is called Naughty Gamers, which is a really cool show. They're porn stars who play video games. And, I mean, they avid, you know, gamers. They're, like, avid gamers, you know, like, really, really into it. And I think they're on Mondays. And then Tuesday, there's a whole list of folks. And, you know, just it's probably about six or seven shows on there, but they're looking to build more.
Yeah, and when you go on to, if you've never been to that serious website, you go on there and you can see all the shows and the schedules, and you can even mark them as your favorites because I have mine set for my favorite, you know, and I get a little alarm that tells me to, you know, hey, your show coming on, you want to listen or do you want to keep sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my question, I put all of my...
Wait, can I say this right before you do? I want to do it, and I don't do too many shout-outs. I'm going to say, hey, Roderick. Because I see him in your chat room.
Yeah, and he does.
So it's like, hey, Roderick. Yeah.
And he's listening, you know, live on the show. You know, that's my little brother. So definitely, you know, we keep it going. Definitely, you have to give him big shout out because if I want a guest on my show, he's probably telling him, hey, go be on her show, go be on her show, you know. And then people are contacting me saying, okay, when can we come on? And I've had to actually tell some people, hey, I got to put you on hold or I can't have you on. And I do screen the people who, you know, come on my show. So, you know, some people might not fit what I'm looking for or they might not do certain things. But,
right,
you know, definitely big shouts out to him because he's my, you know, he's been my biggest fan, you know. And I have to call him a fan because he's a fan and supporter along with, you know, as they say, my little brother.
Right. You know, Roderick is, he's a good guy. He really is. And I see he supports a lot of people, you know, not only in this industry, but outside of the industry, he does. And I just wish him much luck. Whenever I find my way back to Detroit, I would definitely be getting a massage from you. But it'll be a minute. If anything, I'll probably just become visit you, Miss B, the next time, because I will not be performing in Detroit anytime soon.
Well, you know, I'm sure you're ready for some more mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know. I got to hold off on it for a minute. But, you know, oh, and I got to say this. Congratulations on your Fanny nomination, you know, for non-white female entertainer of the year.
You know what? Thank you. You know, I was actually quite surprised because, I mean, I haven't did a scene since, what, April of last year. Yeah, I haven't done a scene since April of last year, but I guess, like, some of the scenes that I've done, like, last year, they just start coming out, like, around now, you know. But please, Pla, I'm loving it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, what's his name, John? He going off?
Yeah.
You want to hear your question?
He already told everybody to have a lube ready for what comes at the end of the show, so it's going to be fun anyway, you know. But are you ready to go to the V-spot?
Sure, let's go.
Okay. Now, as you know, I sell toys. And I'm always curious as to what other people like in their toys. And, you know, you touched for a moment on one of your favorite toys, but a lot of people may not have heard you. So can you let people know what your favorite toy or toys are?
It is a Hitachi 7-speed.
I actually had both of them. I had the purple one, and now I have the pink one. And that is my favorite, you know, one. I think from the first time that we, I mean, not the first time, but when we were talking before and I told you that I actually, you know, kind of ruined, you know, a few of my Hitachi. And you actually sent me one. And this one right here, now that I have, I love it. I love it. It does. It does the work for me. It really does. It keeps me right for the next day or so. And well, I go all the way to the 7. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I actually, the 7-speed wand is my product of the day. So that will be the toy demo tonight, and definitely, you guys are going to be in for a show with that one, because, all I got to say, no, brother, when I do that, you get to sign your ass off. Everybody else, y'all can listen. No, but, this demo is going to be a fun one. You know, and I'm going to get all up in a special business, because, you know, like I said, it's a deep time, and it's where I just let loose, and, you know, we know each other, and I feel that I'm comfortable enough to ask you some of this. So, you know, I know that before you switch over to Chocolate Radio, you interviewed, like, a lot of very sexy women. And I'm going to ask something that I'm always curious about, you know, because I know I've listened to other shows, and I know they do some wild shit up in the studio. Have you ever done any wild shit up on your show, you know, before you switch over to Chocolate Radio? Have you ever done any of your guests or, you know, done shit up in the studio that people wouldn't expect you to do? I mean, other than the masturbating for your callers.
You know what? No, honestly, no. I think the craziest thing that I did, and it's probably about two and a half years ago, is when I had, like, a big slumber party. And it was myself and a few of my friends from Chicago that came in, and Jada Fire and Imani Rose. You know, we had a big-ass pajama jamma jam in the studio. And I mean, I'm talking about we had a good time. We had a twister? You know, we had naked twister game going on. You know, we had drink floor. You know, yeah, we had, you know, all of that, you know, going on. You know, and everybody has their own thing, you know, with the niche and things. Even though I have a movie that's called Hardcore, I'm not that hardcore. Like, I mean, I'm hardcore. I guess my thing is just trying to bring, even with my show, it's trying to bring ordinary people into my world. And even though I am an adult film star, you know, and I can get hard, you know, I still keep it sexy. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's my whole thing, is it's always keeping, you know, having sex don't always have to be nasty and, you know, and degrading. And so I try to, you know, put that all into my show where, you know, it's okay to come in and be you, you know, in there without, you know, me having to degrade you or put you on a spot or, you know, or whatever like that. So, but everybody else shows that's how they do it. They're, you know, that's their niche. That's their thing. But no, I don't get too wild like that. If anything, I'll clown you. Yeah, but no.
You're actually being tame tonight. You don't have to be nice on my show just because I keep it sexy, classy, you know.
You know what? Because also, I told you I was having a difficult, so I'm a little bit under the weather right now, and I actually got a glass of wine to, like, kind of, like, soothe me out. So right now I'm, like, real mellow. I'm, like,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, I know, because I'm like, okay, the Naomi I know, you know, especially after I got told, called out last week. I'm like, really? Call my ass out, you know. Call me out on my own show in the chat room, then call me out on your show. I was like, damn, you know.
Yeah, so you know it's something. I don't know. Let me tell you, it's got 80 degrees here, and I'm in a sweatsuit, like really, like I'm like really cold. And it's, you know, and it's not cold. Everyone else, like, you know, my mom and my brother, my little brother and stuff, they're fine. But I'm walking around, you know, with a sweatshirt on, like it is really cold in here. So I'm like I told you, I think I'm coming down with the flu or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, it's only 26 degrees here, so tomorrow is the first day of spring, and we're going to have winter for the spring here.
Ugh.
But, you know. So, like I said, it's a V-spot. So, up in the V-spot, I don't watch what I say. I don't think about what I say. Some of the shit just kind of comes out. So, what if the shit is coming out? When you did your first girl-girl thing, you know, were you nervous? Was it something that you thought about? Or was it just like, I'm going to eat this bitch pussy?
You know what? I was nervous. I was really nervous. And actually, okay, let me, because I'm thinking, my very first girl-girl scene was with, it was with Metro. And they did a whole movie. I think it was like Sister 22 or a Sister whatever. And I was a little nervous. I was, but I knew what I wanted, what I would want for somebody to do for me, for a woman to, you know, to please me. So that's how I did her, you know, to please her. But, yeah, I was nervous. And I didn't know what to expect. And I'm going to tell you, honest to God, when I got home and I called one of my girlfriends who, you know, is a lesbian, and I told her about the scene, and I said, like, girl, you ain't no lesbian. You just trying to because I tried, like, I enjoyed it. She was like, girl, you just a freak. You just a freak. That's it. You're not, I'm telling you, you're not a lesbian. I know a lesbian when I see one because I'm a lesbian. She said, but you know you're not a lesbian. And that used to be my theory.
They call it a gaydar. They call it a gaydar, and they'll say, oh, no, that's not that. They say gaydar goes up. I had to ask. I was like, what is gaydar? And it's like, we know when somebody gay.
Right, exactly. Like, okay. Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, my first threesome with a man and two women was in was LT movie. What's it called? Black Tails? Black Tails was me, LT, and Alexis Silva. Yeah. And that was good. I mean, like, when I first got into the industry, I had fun. And I still have fun now. Just the industry has changed so much. It's changed so much. It's time for people to start figuring out, you know, other things to do. And, you know, if you guys are building your brand now, this is time to really start building your brand and really taking it to the next level, you know, and doing some things with it because, you know, it's too many, you know, there's too much stuff out there. It really is.
Well, California, making was a Prop B or C, they got passed. I know I'm saying it wrong, and I was really watching it. You know, I know that affected a lot of people, and I know that when I actually took the time to read up on it because I was one of the people who was not for it. I'm not in the industry, but, you know, when I read it, I was like, you know, just because I've been blessed to know a lot of great people in the industry, you know, so I asked questions behind the scenes. People like, what's going on with this? What is this? You know, so I know about the testing and everything that goes on, you know, and I'm like, okay, hell, regular people don't even get tested as much as y'all do. I mean, you know,
right.
And you trying to force something, you know, on somebody who probably can produce an AIDS test or any type of test and show you their results quicker than you could go to the doctor and get one.
Exactly.
You know, so it just kind of got me on that. And I was like, okay, I think it's something that some people need to keep their hands out of. And I, to this day, I think that's something they need to keep their damn hands out of. And, you know, the people who voted for it really don't realize you're not going to stop people. You're not going to stop anything by saying somebody got to use a condom. Because
right. If anything, I feel, and this is me, I feel that they made it a little bit more dangerous for us before. Is that everything was out there, and you know, and people were going to get tested, and you know, and we all knew, you know, who had what, and you know, where, who, and how. But they started to change the system some, and I mean, and the things is, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. And that's not what I signed up for. That's what I said. That's not what I signed up for. And so I want to leave, you know, on a very high note with this industry. Like I said, I love this industry. It's never done me wrong. It never. I will support this industry for forever. But right now, it's just not the time for me to be in this industry. Why everything is going on like that, and the government is in it. You know, everybody is trying to, you know, put their hand in it, you know, all kinds of ways. And they look at, you know, it's just not good for me.
What it is, they saw the money that was in the industry and said, oh, we want a piece of that pie. That's what it is. They started looking at it like they look at everything else they put their hand in. They saw wow, it's a lot of money in the industry. We really hadn't looked at it this way. You know what? It's time for us to get our nose up in it. And like
yeah.
I said, you know, that's one of those things, you know, I can talk about that because, like I said, I'm not in the industry, but I did read up on it. I like kind of educate myself on some of the things that's out there, you know, because for everybody who don't know, even selling toys, we're still regulated by some of the things that you are. So we have to watch some of the things we post. You know, it's just like when you post a website, you got to make sure you have the disclaimer that this is an adult site, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had attorneys look at my stuff and, you know, they'll say, yeah, man, I've got attorneys in the industry who, you know, thank God for the pro bono attorneys out there who work with me. Thank you, because I'm still poor, you know, but having some great attorneys in the adult industry, you know, especially when they know that you're running
yes,
a toy store or a website, you know, they have no problem, you know, saying, hey, you might want to put this up there, this disclaimer. You know, I've had people, you know, say, you know, that you didn't put this disclaimer up there, you know. I'm lucky that some of my disclaimers aren't as strict as you guys because I don't sell movies, so I'm not required to have that particular disclaimer. But I have to make sure I'm listed. You know, but one of the things I'm going to ask you, because like I said, I'm this is these spot. I know that at one time you worked with Elegant Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right? How was it working with them, you know, because
I love
a lot of,
over there.
You know, because there's not a lot of African-Americans signed with studios, you know, and that's one of the things that I've noticed, you know, being around you guys for the past almost 4 years now, you know, I've noticed, you know, some people are signed, some people aren't, and, you know, to see a person such as yourself signed with one of the bigger studios, you know, it's like, okay, how is it working with them, and what would you tell somebody who is interested in getting into the industry how to go about trying to get with one of the studios, and what are the advantages and disadvantages of being with a studio? Because I've heard people say there's pros and cons.
Right. Okay. But let me say this, I'm gonna correct you on this. With me being with, I was never signed. No one, Elegant Angels does not contract any girl.
Okay.
They would just work with us a lot of times. They would just keep hiring the same girl. The thing is that they know if they put your name and your picture on a cover, they know they'll move units. So as long as you're moving units for you, they'll keep hiring you over and over and over again. Just like I said, I think it was only like Jada Fire was, you know, she came from Squirt Woman, which was originally, I think, Schwarzer or whatever. I don't even know where that's from. But then I was like the first black girl to actually get my own movie just by itself. Just by period, with, you know, not coming from anywhere. Elegant Angel has been, you know, really good. The only other company that I know thus far that was doing it when I first came in the industry and they actually offered me a deal was, Metro, was Metro. And at that time, before then, they had Ayana Angel was signed to them at one time. What is her name? A pretty girl. Lacey Duvall was signed to her at one time. India was signed to them. And they were like the only companies that was really signing, you know, black actresses at that time. I can say Heather Hunter, and I can say this because she is a gorgeous person, and I mean, just, and I know her personally. She's really been the only one that's really been signed to, you know, like Vivid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's not been many women that has done the things that she's done as being signed to, you know, and she actually was the one who, you know, kind of was one of the ones who actually helped spearhead, you know, Vivid. And, of course, they won't put that out there, but she was one of the first ones to be out there, you know, for Vivid like that and signed, you know, signed as a contract girl.
You know, like I said, because, you know, being around, I see what other people are doing, and you got a lot of young ladies that are trying to get in. What would you tell them about getting in, you know, as we, you know, I won't, you know what, fuck being politically correct. It's a lot of motherfuckers out there who claim they're in the porn industry just to fuck a bitch. What would you tell these girls to look for to avoid coming across one of them?
No, you need to do your research, and you really, really need to. And I did my research before I even got into this game. You need to do your research, and you need to know who is your competition. You need to start sizing girls up. And not in a bad way, but you need to know where you fit in. Because honestly, black girls are the lowest totem pole when it comes to this industry. The ones that's on top, there's only a few that's on top. And that's to be honest. And they only will let a few of us up there at a time. You see what I'm saying? So you don't want to ever get stuck in a certain niche, you know, where you can't get out of it, where you can't cross over, where you can't be able to brand your name. My thing is find a name that is that you can brand, that you can maybe possibly cross over somewhere else. My thing is when you decide to step into this industry, know that those movies and that scene is going to be here forever when you long and gone. So you make sure you have a plan for that movie then and after of what you're going to do, because that's all you're going to be known as now, you know, from there. So you need to make that your business to make sure that you brand that, brand your name, brand everything, you know, from that. Get your website, you know, get your even, and I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio, you need to find other avenues and other things that you can do with that name, T-shirts, you know, marketing, just branded, just, you know, merchandising, everything, you know, period. And, you know, and stay away. You know, stay away from some of the what do you call them? What do you call them? The suitcase pimps. That's what they call them, the suitcase pimps. You know, go on and find out. Find the companies that are hiring, you know, all day. You got West Coast Production that is hiring. You know, Elegant Angels, yes, they do hire, you know, black girls. You know, and the thing is, you got to know, you got to be honest with yourself. You know, if you're a freak, but you don't look that good, okay, you need to be going somewhere else. You know, but you know, the thing is that you have to be honest with yourself if it's something that you really want to do, you know, just period.
And that's definitely something, you know, that was one of the things I knew when I had you on, I wanted to put that out there because a lot of times people will call into my show and they'll say, oh, you did porn. And I tell them, no, I haven't done porn. I just do a lot of sexy-ass pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if they want to know how to be a topless dancer, you know, I'll tell them what I was doing back in the day. But because of what I was doing back in the day, I got, just like you said, you know, transition out of the game, I transitioned out at a time that was very beneficial to me. You know, and I tell people, you know, what I was known of when I was dancing, unless people know me from when I was dancing, they don't know the name that I used because I was not Miss V back then. You know,
right.
I transitioned out. I came back to, as they say, the regular world. I was still that freak. There were still people who knew me. But because I was also a mom at that time, and that's why I was up there doing it, you know, mm-hmm. I came back to being a mom. And then when I decided to come back, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I was like, I've got to rebrand myself. You know, and I tell everybody, this is something that you have to look at branding, and I want to thank you because when you first met me, we know one of the comments you made, and I'm going to put you on the spot, and I thank you. You know, this is not to be mean. You know, when you first met me, you invited me to a party, and when you met me, I did kind of look dumpy in my opinion. You know, I was business. You know, I wasn't really trying to impress somebody. I figured my products sold itself. I didn't need to look a certain way, and you kind of looked at me that night, and you was like, damn, you know, mm-hmm. and you was like, I'm sorry, you know. But it was a wake-up call for me because it was like, wow, you know, I've always been Miss V. You know, I sell toys. You know I'm good at it because I know my shit, but people weren't taking me serious. And you
right.
got that shit in my head, and then next time you saw me, it's like, damn, where did this bitch come from? You know, because I've never been lack of self-confidence by no means. You know that. I've always had my confidence. I carry myself mm-hmm. that way. But when I'm working, you know, it's like, hell, I'm not trying to titties and ass out and actually, because of you, a lot of people are taking me more serious because you said one thing where somebody else may have gotten offended. I took that shit. I was like, okay, there's something wrong with this shit because if this is somebody who has met me and invited me to a party and then saw me at the party in a different way and say, you know, pretty much you said, this is the way your ass should have been looking today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just come on and say, and I met a lot of great people and talking to you and a lot of other people, it was like, okay, what are you doing with this brand? And, you know, you have been one of the people who've seen the transformation. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people, all they see is what's out there now, and I have to definitely thank you for that because that's something that you helped me with, which you probably didn't even know.
No,
you
I
know?
Did. Oh.
But like I said, I took what you said to me, and I was like, you know, she wasn't being mean, because I went back, I looked around, I was like, damn, bitch, you know, you all walk around here, you know, jacket around your waist, shorts on, flip-flops, you know. Hey, I'm Miss Me. I'm still stories. Okay, that another bitch give me a card, you know. You know, like I said, this y'all went out there and you wasn't there, but, you know, it's like, Miss Me, you know, I'm taking pictures of everybody, you know, instead of me walking up people saying, hey, can I get a picture with you? You know, I was like, damn, where the hell did I come from? And it was fun. I mean, having a radio show has been fun. You know, me and you talk a lot about it, so we have a lot of fun with it.
You know,
and
you know, I am, you know what, I don't mean to cut you off, but I am very proud of you that you really stepped out and you're doing this. And, you know, the things that the longer you keep doing it and keep going with it. And I am. I'm so happy and I'm proud of you. Like I said, I got a chance to listen to your show a couple of weeks ago. And I liked it and I loved it. And I just keep doing you, baby. I'm here to support
you.
You
know what? I have fun with it. You know what? I have been so blessed to be, you know, as they say, it's not many times that you can meet an individual and you know the person on the radio, and you know the personal person. And when a person allows you into their personal life to meet them, you take that blessing and you count it and you thank it. And, you know, I told you over and over, and I'll tell you again, thank you for being my friend, not just Naomi Banks, but my friend, because I know that when I call you, I can call you and say, what do you think about this? That's why when your ass was cussing me out last week, I'm like, are you serious? You know, why the fuck you cussing me out? But because you know me, you know, and only a friend could sit there and say, go on and let him sit, or, you know, quit being nice, because you know me. Somebody else, you know, said, oh, you being nice. No, I'm just making sure I get business. This is business. You know, and my business says that I got to keep this shit classy, sexy. You know, it's an image that I created a while ago, and I continue to run with it. This is classy.
Well, you go ahead, baby. For real, you go ahead, seriously. But, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday nights, I just keep it wrong. I'm
yeah, but, you know, you already said you're trying to switch it up, because apparently I missed that show where somebody couldn't take what somebody else said, you know, because you've gotten more mainstream artists coming in there, and they're not used to some of the wrongness that your callers do.
Yeah, you know, and I guess that, and that's the thing. And but, you know, the thing is that, you know, and I have callers that call in all the time, and Frank is like one of my favorites, you know, like that. And he, well, where it is, where it can roll off of other people, it can't to some people, it can't. But, I mean, she's a beautiful young lady, and, I mean, she's been in, you know, music videos, and she's in XXL, Tokyo is her name. And she just got caught off guard. You know, so it was like, did he just say that? And she was ready to go in. But like I told him, you got to keep it sexy. You just can't come at everybody like that, because you don't come at me like that. So my thing is you treat my guests as you treat me, you know, period.
You know, and I gave him much respect, you know, for calling last week and saying, hey, I apologize. I think I slipped in. I wasn't trying to. You know, that takes a real person to say,
yes,
hey, I fucked up. That was, you know, I wasn't supposed to do that. You know, I'm apologizing. Because a lot of people be like, fuck it, I didn't say it, you know. But, you know, when a person feels they were wrong, you know they were wrong, they come out and say, hey, I was wrong. But I got another question for you in the chat room, and this is from Roderick. And Roderick wants to know, what would you advise him? Okay, I'm going to word this, and I'm sorry when I read this. He's like, what would you advise him to get his name out in the industry for people who visit Detroit?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
he's asking, okay, let me paraphrase this. Roger wants to know, what would you tell him to do to get his name out in the industry for people in your industry who visit Detroit to come see him? I know I probably messed that up even more.
Okay, so what he's saying is, what advice would I give him for he's able to get his name out? You know, to be very honest, I don't see anything that he's doing wrong or what he's been doing thus far as to trying to get, because honestly, he sent me and my mom, you know, our robe, and I love that robe. Roger, can I just say this? That robe is so comfortable. It is so comfortable. And, you know, the funny thing is because he sent me a whole box of stuff, right, and I had my little
my little it's like a little notepad. It was a notepad with like little sticky things and stuff on it and everything. And I didn't realize that I had a T-shirt in there. And it comes in like very, very handy for me. My thing is that you know, just keep at it, keep what you're doing, and keep on a grind with it. Like really honestly, like I said, when I come to Detroit, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna pay for it. I don't want no free massage. I want a real one, because you know when you get free shit, and I'm beyond, when you get free shit, they just, you know, they tiptoe around. No, I want some real massage. That's why I'm gonna pay for mine. So I will pay for mine when I come, and I'm coming when the weather breaks and it starts to get warm. And like I said, I'm only coming to visit because I have a few friends out there, and that's Miss B, and that's my baby Tragen. And so I'm only visiting a few people when I come out there.
Yeah,
and you out there too, Roger? So yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so you know when I do, it'd be like for 1 or 2 days, and I'll. For sure would love, you know, to get a massage from you. And I would, you know, say all day, you know, where to get one from, you know, Detroit. But just keep doing what you're doing. Like, really, just keep doing what you're doing. I watch your tweets, you know, I do. You know, and don't listen to what nobody else say. You know, you're trying to promote your business. You're trying to grow your brand. You're trying to grow your empire. And just keep doing it, you know, keep offering, you know, free things, you know, to celebrities and stuff like that, you know. Don't do it every day to them, though, but, you know, do it, you know, like whenever you're in Detroit, you know, make sure you check out Roderick White, you know, massage, you know, such and such and such, you know. I'll get you right, you know, before you have an interview or whatever like that, you know, whatever. Just make sure when you come into town, make sure you check me out. And then probably in a 2 weeks later, you know, hit them again. You know, I don't know if you know, thought about it. Come down. I'll relax you before your interview, before your, you know, whatever, you know. And then actually when you do start to, when you get them to come in and have them, you know, give a, and it's not a testimony, but have them give, you know, a review on what they did. And, you know, well, you can have that in your archive and on your website and stuff like that, where they say, well, you know, we came to Roger Place and we had a great time and, you know, whatever. So, did he hear that?
Oh, he's listening. He, you know what, he's talking, I'm watching so much, and, you know, he's like, he said, you're so silly, and that he gives a great complimentary massage. And he said that right means a lot, you know. He's telling you that, you know, just because it's free, he give a good one.
Okay.
But I've gotten a massage from him. I was late for my massage. Massage I got was good, you know. We was rushed because I was late, you know, because I didn't realize that it was going to take me 20 minutes to walk from the parking lot to the doggone where I needed to get my massage at. But that was my own fault, you know. Being that I kind of cut time sometimes. Oh, my God, you know, we have talked so long, and I, you know, got to thank you for coming on. And I'm going to ask you, you're going to hold for, you know, our demo, you know, got a little freaky song that we're getting ready to play for a minute, and then we're going to go to our demo and our closing the show. And I wanted to, you know, definitely, you're my girl, you're my sister, you're my friend. Thank you for coming on. But I do have another question, and it's not a B-spot question. You know, I forgot to ask you. Because I know we discussed this last week and we did it on the air, so it's nothing that anyone who knows you wouldn't think I'm coming off the cuff. Has there been any final decisions if you're going to go to the panties?
Not as a, you know, I love everybody over there. I love Jay. I love Adrian with his sexy ass over there at Exotica. And I'm just still trying to, I'm still trying to talk my radio station. I'm sorry, into, you know, fitting the bill.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I know how that goes.
Yeah, you know, we really trying to have them, you know, kind of broaden out, you know, their marketing strategy there. It's just like a lot of, because I don't have any new movies. I don't have any new things that's really going on right now in the adult industry, but the radio show. A lot of my stuff is more mainstream. Like my, I'm working on a cosmetic line, you know, a skincare line, a jewelry line. So those are things that I'm actually working on now, like building, like I'm actually like been doing like a online class on learning how to build websites. So I'm building a website for, you know, my jewelry line and stuff like that. So those are things that I've been doing that's kind of like away from the adult industry. And the thing is, I would love to go to AC. Oh, my God, I would love to go to AC. But I just got to make sure that it's, that's in my future plan. And it really is. And I mean, yeah. And I just want to say, it might be the day before I'll be like, okay, I'm a hop on a plane and go to AC. So,
well, I'll be there. So, as they say, I'm knocking low. I got my hotel room already. You know, that was one of my final spots. Had to get my hotel room. And like I said, I'm across.
See, hotel rooms were stupid. They was crazy. Seriously,
you know
they
what?
Were.
I got a good price on my room, and I was shocked, and you're going to be shocked. It's, I think it's called the Showboat. It's part of the Harris family. And because
Elise?
I'm a member of the, and it's right next door to the Taj Mahal where the stuff is going to be, right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I was shocked. I made my reservation, and I'm not a gambler, but if it's a reward card to save some money, you know I'm on it. And I'm a member of the Total
Rewards. I'm so bougie when it comes to hotels. I kid you not. Wherever place I go lay my head when I'm out of town, it has to look better than my house. I mean, so serious. The bed that I lay in at home.
I've seen your hotel room, you know. So all I can say is, I'm still. When I grow up, I want to be like you on that level.
Because you know, as they say, being friends with stars do have their privileges sometimes. Speaking of stars, you're in Cali. And, you know,
yes.
TMZ is how everybody gets their information. And, you know, I know they focus on the mainstream stars. Have you ever, and I'm not going to say TMZ in particular, but being that you're in Cali, have you walked down the street and somebody, you know, that's Naomi Bates? You know, and they're on TV.
You know, I get that more in other states than I do in L.A. I mean, I get people that look and stare at me and, like, who are you? I know you somebody. But I get this, like at the airport, I'll get somebody who say, I love that last movie you did, and then, you know, like that. But in Cali, no. They'll look at you. I mean, they'll look at me and stare like they know me, you know, but they won't say, you know, what they know yet. But I get love from, you know, from other states more than I do here in Cali. So, like right now in Cali, I can actually be, being me, you know, a little bit. Well, I can't say that because my butcher down the street knows who I am now. But he, you know, would smile and give me extra meat. And, you know, but then when he saw me at a convention, he's like, I knew it. I knew that was you. You know, so.
Yeah.
So I imagine a whole,
but you
know.
They call it Elf the Stallion out there. And I was like, and she actually ended up being on TMZ, and I was like, wow, they don't normally catch people like that. And, you know, she doesn't do porn at all. She's just a big, beautiful model that always have her ass out. They call her on TMZ, and I was like, you know, they're like, Elf the Stallion. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did I just hear that? So I had to go back and look, because I'm like, I know she's not a person who really puts herself out there. She's, you know, pretty private when it comes down to it, and she's really quick to say, I don't do porn, you know. She's very adamant letting people know it. So I was shocked when they called her, and I was like, okay, I got to make sure I ask that because, you know, being in L.A., you hear about all this, and, you know, and I was out there, which is, I know it's really kind of low-key, you know, I'm the crazy one who come out there and, you know, I go have food and get my phone call. You know, next time I might just spend more time. But I just, you know, I gotta thank you for coming on. And are you gonna stay on and listen for the V spot, or are you gonna go get you some rest?
Well, I'm gonna go get me some rest because I probably need to go take some medicine, and I don't know how that's gonna do with a glass of wine that I've had. But yeah, because I have to get ready really, because usually right now what I'm doing right now is I'm preparing for my show for Wednesday and Thursday. I'm like doing the research on the guests that I have and all that other stuff. But I think I'm going to lay down for a little bit. But I'm going to say this. Congratulations. I enjoyed myself. As always, and most definitely, I'm going to call you later and in the week or so. So
So we just have to wait for when I come to Detroit and we can hang.
Well, I'm going to try to call into the show, you know, as they say, these schedules, you know, even though it's two different coasts, you know, but I try to give you my love because I got to say it again, I'm loving that name, Chocolate Radio, you know. Whoever thought of the name of that show needs major, major props.
Thank you. Pat me on my back because I'm seriously, I fought for that. We fought for that name. I fought for that name. When I first said that name before, they were like, no, they're not going to go for that because it's too niche-y. And, you know, things change in, you know, at the radio station, things change. And I was like, okay, I think it should be this. And why is because, I mean, it relates to me. It's relatable to me. And and that's how I think the show can go. I think everyone loves chocolate, whether it's dark chocolate,
you know,
white chocolate.
You know, they love chocolate. And, I mean, chocolate isn't a race. It's a flavor. I mean, and really when you look at it, it's a flavor. And your untapped artist, I got to say, she was off the chain. I really enjoyed her music. I can't wait till she comes out with something because I liked it. You know, she had that slight little edge that went to it. And so to have somebody sit
there
on your show, that don't happen too often. It's not too often somebody can flip the script on you in the middle of the interview. So I'm giving old girl her props. You know, if she hasn't listened, you tell Rika, I gave her props because I was like, yes! you're my girl and all, but she got too good.
But you know what? The thing is that my Wednesdays and Thursday nights, and it's the thing is we sit here talking on the radio. We probably need to talk on the regular phone. But the thing is, like, being on the radio on Wednesday and Thursday night, it opens up the audience that much more. And like you said, you love when women call in because women, period, has been taught to not be so sexual and open with sexual. And if they are, they sluts, whores, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is that, no, it's okay to be sexual. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to tell stories. You know, it's okay to share those things. But we've been taught that, no, it's not. I mean, and then be honest, they'd be like, dang, man, you're just getting real deep. No, seriously, that is what we're talking about.
Me and you have talked about this off the air before. You know, we just know that, you know, and I told everybody tonight's show is going to be a different show because me and you know each other. So, as they say, I'm interviewing you, but anybody who doesn't know us, this is how we talk. You know, we're being a little bit more toned because we're on the radio. But this is our conversation, and we keep it real, and we talk. These are issues that are real women conversations that we're having. These are not something that, they're doing it for the radio. These are the same conversations that we're having when we're talking on the phone. The difference is you might be seeing a little bit different words, or you might be calling somebody out, you know. And, you know, like I said, for you guys who are listening, this is us. This is really how we are, you know. So for the person who was listening last week, oh, you got to say this person's like, no, this is my friend, you know. So if you're listening, sweetheart, this is my friend. And just like the person who you were calling out last week, and I saw it in the chat room to let you know, I know who that is. And I'm glad that I didn't allow you to do that because that is not only somebody who I respect, I know that what she's saying is true about herself. You know, so if you listen, brother, that's the one thing I am going to put out there. Because this is.
You just blasted him, though.
I didn't say his name, though. But, you know, he went in my chat room and said who it was, and I know who that is. And, you know, I'm blessed to say most of the people in the porn industry that I know are nice, you know. I take that back. It's one person I don't like, but I won't even say her name. But I don't like her because, in all honesty, I got stitched for some money, you know, and I still won't say her name because it's not right. I can say that someone stiffed me for some money and not say their name, and if they're listening, then they know who the hell they are, period. Am I right? I don't have to say her name because, well,
Never mind. All right,
yeah,
but you know what? Maybe let's end on
this person before. But me and
I'm
you
sorry?
Have discussed this person before. Me and you have talked about this person before. It's somebody young. I think we had this conversation a couple of years ago about this person.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, and I really won't say I don't like her. I'll just say I don't appreciate being stiff. Period.
Right.
Nobody appreciates being stiff. You know, am I going to blast her? No, because it's wrong. I would never want somebody to blast me because I'm an adult. And if we have a disagreement, we're going to have a disagreement. Period. But I'm getting down to the end of my show, sweetie, and I know you got to check, you know, do your research for tomorrow night. I got to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Again, thank you. I enjoy myself, and I truly wish you the best of luck. And call me anytime if you need me to come back on and talk shit. I can. Hopefully I feel better that I can really just talk shit with you.
Well, you know what? The Tuesday before Gattaca is going to be my talk shit day. I kid you not, I'm not having any guests that day. It's going to be a free-for-all day. I did not schedule anybody because I want to be kind of focused on Gattaca and not trying to prepare for my show. It's going to be an open show, so definitely you're more than welcome to call back that night because that, you know, we could talk all kind of shit that night.
All right, baby, so I will talk to you soon, all right? And
okay,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Again, I want to thank my guest, Ms. Naomi Banks, for joining me tonight. I want to let you know I've got some really great guests coming up in the next few weeks. Next week is former adult star Miss Desire. She's going to be joining me. April 2nd, it will be topless DJ Starlet, who will be calling into the show. And, you know, I'm hoping that she's going to drop me a couple of mixes. You know, Starlet, you listening? Drop me some mixes, baby. And I've got adult webcam star Sammy Brooks, you know, with all of her sexiness and the true milk of the industry, because I got a chance to look at that bio, and she's 40 plus. And these are just a few of my future guests. Remember, April 19th through the 21st, I will be broadcasting live from Exotica in Atlantic City, booth number 713 across from Forum Valley. You still got time to get a chance to go to get a free VIP pass. All you got to do is purchase the calendar. Go to thetoylady.com, that's thetoylady.com, and purchase the Who Is V calendar and put your name, address, and phone number in the comment section along with Exotica 2013 contest. One person per week for the next, you know, until April 9th will be drawn, and I'll be calling you on air. You've got to provide your own airfare to Exotica, and you cannot exchange this prize for cash. If you would like to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or you could like V's After Dark on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. I want to thank everyone for listening, and it's almost time for the live demo of the 7-Speed Wand. Remember, this week's feature product is available on the home page for you to purchase. I'm going to come back to you guys in a minute, so sit back and listen to this for a second, sweetie.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Confess
you
wanna fuck, don't wanna fuck
too. No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Confess you wanna fuck.
Now you ain't gotta say much, cause I was peeping you. Looking at your hips, got me thinking about how deep in you I'm trying to go. You heard about no limit soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than hell to hold ya. I thought I told you, soldier draws, cover my ball. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got that kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you ride it like a black Mercedes? And make me do that shit I never did when I delayed it. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just wanna fit your glove. Get a couple of and I'm out just like a thug. And hit me on my page if you want it. It's so Japan, so get up on it if you want it.
You You ain't gotta say too much. From the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck. No, you ain't gotta say too much. From the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope everybody's ready for the live toy demo. For those of you who are listening, this is the 7-speed wand. This is the toy that me and Naomi were talking about. This is plugged into the wall. I also have a rechargeable one. It's available on the home page. Right now, this is sitting on setting one, and I want you guys to sit back, listen, and enjoy. Wow. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that as much as I did. And all I gotta do is say, again, thank you to my guest, Miss Naomi Banks. And I'll talk to you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed the show, because I know I definitely had fun with my guest, and I hope you did too. Good night.